begin the current daf Masechtas Yuma daf Nun Zayin. Begin the middle. Begin to taste the master. Begin with the Gemara. He may not be acher when you're learning it from it and something else. Lo yav a hekesh. That's not considered hekesh. To make this a problem as hekesh, what's called a double hekesh. Says Taisus now lahay shenuya. But according to this answer, krasha. But then it's difficult. How do they mean leil bebraisa? Just that it said previously in the Braisa that the Gemara was entertaining to say, oh, wait a second. Don't say Lamat Baisar because it doesn't tell you how many it's being done over there, etc. Wait a second. If it didn't say that you have to do Hazois Baisar on the bottom, Dimkain, that means you would learn everything, not just the minion, but even the fact that you have Hazois Lamat Baisar totally from Par. Well, then you, the Hashta, then you wouldn't have what the Gemara, what the Braisa, what we're saying now, have a Menevid of Acher. It wouldn't be a minute of Zabacha, then you would have a hekesh alam and a hekesh. And that's what it says. You can say the price of the El, the previous price is really held. The minute of Zabacha have a hekesh. Actually, is a hekesh, but Kalavan there, it's very well easy to understand that obviously that then that price can't rely on this Gemara's teretz because it that wouldn't be a sufficient to answer the question of hekesh alam and a hekesh. And therefore, since going with one of the other teretz of the Gemara, it wouldn't make a difference anyway. And therefore, I was asking that not only the minion, but even the fact of the actual Azos Lamato, it shouldn't have had to say it by the Sar Lamato. Kitanek says, begins with the Gemara, Chutz Mepnim. We're learning out what's done on the outside from what's done on the inside. That's B'dav Echa Gamar, that's a Hegel from the Kedosh HaKadoshim, is learned out in one thing. So, Pirush Rashi explains that I didn't need in Hekesh Lidorish B'dvam HaMafrash Mepnim, since you could learn out the Hekesh. From the things that are explicitly written, in the Kedusha Kaddish, Gugun Lamata Bapar, which is written explicitly in the Pasuk, or Malabasar, which is also written explicitly in the Pasuk. So, once we're learning out, for those that are not a Hekesh, and you learn out Chutz from them, then you can learn out everything, even those that are learned from Hekesh. And if it's not a problem of Hekesh, Alamim and Hekesh. It says, but it's really wonderful to say this. Because the Yeseris HaKovit B'shteh HaKloyis, the diaphragm and the two kidneys, the Gamina Seir B'Dezar Mipar Helim, that the he-goats that are brought up B'Dezar for the Kla Yisrael, Mipar Helim, from Mipar Helim Davishal Tzibur, which also for and the sin of the Sanhedrin that Gans Kla Yisrael does, which you learn the Seir B'Dezar from Par Helim. Now, Par Helim, Gomen B'Par Kohen Mashiach, Par Helim itself knows B'Par Kohen Mashiach when the Kohen Gadol does Avayir, and Chashav Hekesh Mehekesh, the Gemara considers that as a learning out of Hekesh from a Hekesh, Bezvachim, Perek, Bezvachim, 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 Avagav, although the Gemara is here, but it's not in Parhelim, although you learn out here, but it's not in Parhelim, Lin Hazois, Tachsim, Begufa, Yos, learn out regarding the sprayings, which it does say in the context of the Parhelim. So why is the Gemara asking over there that's considered Hekesh from a Hekesh, based on Rashi's Svara of Bedavar Echad, that if you're learning out things that are also explicit, that's no problem of Hekesh, Lam, and Hekesh. Vechem, Pekers, Mekam, and so do we find the same idea over there on Daphne and Hamad Alf. The legamina zivchish al mitzibi cannot learn out the carbon shlomims of the tzibish and kachar kachim, which are kachar kachim, abayit tzafan, and that it requires in the north. We cannot learn it out from the iskish lachatas from the fact that the pasik compares to tachatas. Now, v'avagav the nafkalon mekeisha. Now, even though you learn from a hekesh in the chal and el zecher kuhuna, but even though you learn out other things from the chatas, from that hekesh, which it's not, it's only eaten for the male count, which is explicitly by chatas, which that's not a hekesh. So why are you saying for the other things there would be a problem of a hekesh, lama hekesh, if you're also learning how things that are explicit? Question number three is the same thing, asham. The guilt offering, loyal of hasam, the Gemara does not learn that, but it's often that it has to be in the north. In this case, the chatas, in fact, it compares to the chatas. Even because chatas itself knows that from somewhere else is a hekesh. Now, Avigad, the Mugin and Namahu Hekesh of Smicha, although from that Hekesh of Ashram to Chatas, you learn that also the Halach of Smicha, the Chsibbegufi the Chatas, that says explicitly about Chatas. So again, all these three are proofs, not like Rashi's principle, that if you have something that it says explicitly, then even that which is not, you should be able to learn it out. And there wouldn't be a problem of Hekesh Lama Hekesh. But since there's me, calls it nearly tires, but to me it appears you could answer all these questions. All those three cases are not similar to the case we're bringing over here in our Gemara. Because all the sprayings are considered one idea. It's one halacha of hazos. Given the gully mixes with kufa, and since part of it is explicit, so then you can learn out in the one shot even that which learned from a hekesh. All those three gemaras that we brought, they're not the same idea. One's talking regarding smicha, one's talking regarding tzafen, it's different ideas. And therefore, that's why it wouldn't apply over there. Now, Re gives another interpretation regarding the Gemara's answer that Chutz Mipnim, b'chad zim l'gomer, that the intent is not that you're learning out in one shot, rather d'me'achas l'malo d'chas v'sar. Meaning what it means to say is like this. When it says by v'sar, achas l'malo, which that is explicit by the Kodesh Kodeshim, yalav mi'bachotz, we're learning out that from the on the outside, b'im b'par b'im b'sar, that halacha of achas l'malo will apply, it will always have achas l'malo, whatever you have in the Kodesh Kodeshim, meaning not just in the sar, but also by the par. Now, Meshav Lamata the par, this says explicitly, so it's not a hekesh mehekesh, whatever it says explicitly in the Kodesh Kodeshim, that, let's say, which is the seven Lamata by the par, yalav b'chutz, we're learning out to the outside, b'im b'par b'im b'sar, not only for par, but also by the sar. Because it says to explain, the Rish says, the Hachim Ashmali, this is how he understands it. When it says in the Pasuk, V'chein yasa b'ayil mayid, sot yishtu n'ayil mayid, what does it mean, sot yishtu n'ayil mayid? Whatever we're learning up in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you should do an oil mayid, b'shtei ha-behemis, in the two animals that you're doing in the oil mayid. K'maisha asa, like you do, achas amala, b'sar b'fnim, like you did one above, for the sar inside. And v'chein kasha asa b'far b'fnim l'mata, so like you did at least for the bowl in the inside, l'mata, yasa b'shtei ha-behemis, oil mayid, so you do for the two animals oil mayid. So it's not really learning out from the any of the hekeshim of the achas amala b'par or the shevel l'mata d'sar, and it's only when it's explicit to say that whatever's there, even though it's by one of them, will apply by all of them, by both of them, b'chutz. But we'll learn here the ritzvah, this doesn't seem to be correct to the ritzvah, because the lashon b'chad zim l'gomer, the terminology of a one-time you learn it out, sounds like Rashi interpretation. Because according to the Rita, Hachav l'meim, should have said, par b'chutz l'malo, the par and the heichel, that you do with l'malo, is misar gomer. It should have told us that you learn from the sar. The sar b'chutz, and the sar on the outside, that you do it l'mata, that you do beneath, is mipar gomer, you learn from the par. So b'nir l'pirish Rashi, is rather the ritzvah like Rashi's interpretation, and l'domi l'chol hanach shehiviri, and it's not comparable to all those that the re brought, because the hach over here, kibin d'chsev b'chin yas b'oil mayid, since it says over here, and so you should do in the oil mayid, stomach koya azois, d'chsev b'gufayu. We can presume there's going on the sprays that it says in the context, ta'ayinu ach z'mal ad'sar, b'shav l'mat ad'par. So re'lo hoi ois, lef nevel lef nevel azois, because whatever you're doing in the Kaddish Kodashim was only sprays. How cost of b'chein yasin? This is what it says, and so do you should do. Oh, b'mkein, if that's the case, tzrichin on the limb of b'chad zilni, you have to learn one shot. Gamma shalamanu b'hekesh, even what you, the pasuk is coming to tell you, even what you learn from b'hekesh, you should, shem l'kein, because if not, oz lo ha'yisim b'kein, b'chein yasin, then you wouldn't apply a fulfillment of b'chein yasin. D'mash me l'gamma, yasin b'el ma'id, k'may l'fan ha'vim, it sounds like totally, whatever you do in l'fan ha'vim has to be in the ma'id, even though it was originally learned from b'hekesh. So the Gzeis HaKasav is telling you, so to speak, to learn b'hekesh from b'hekesh. So it says, "We're craving teretz zeb, teretz shikasav, teni lamal yeshavin." The way he's resolving Rashi, the way I'm resolving, says tesis are very similar. Ketanek says, "Master begins with the Gemara." Nibra siya bereni. He says, "I saw the pareches in Rome. Vayelo kamu tibe damim parhel daven had many drops of blood. Although the other mandamis said that it didn't hit the pareches. Says, I saw it had many drops of blood from the parhel daveshaltim. But says tesis, interesting question. He says, "Take shri brother, Rebbe asks, how could you say that? Because baba vayis rishon lahav pareches." From the pareches in this pareches couldn't have been from the first place of Mikdash because there was no pareches. It was a wall. Oh, but by Yisheni, the pareches lohi makrim parim dafer. So the blood couldn't have been by Yisheni because it didn't have parim dafer tzibik. And number parikam megillah, like within the first parikam megillah of Tesma Beis, it says in being koyim mashiach l'mrube begotten. There's no difference between the kohen gadol who was anointed to the kohen gadol who already when the flask of anointing oil was hidden away and he only had the Shemayin Begadim, the eight Kohanic Gedoil garments, there's no difference between that. El par bal kol mitzvah. The only difference is regarding when it's a par bal kol mitzvah. When again, when God's Klal Yisrael sins, the Kohen Mashiach Makriva, only the anointed Kohen, like in the first of the Mishmish, he would sacrifice. Loi Merubah Begadim, and not Merubah Begadim. So wait a second. So then it couldn't have been the second Mishmish either, because how could he have seen drops of blood for par helm davar shel tzibur if he didn't bring it in the second Mishmish, and the first Mishmish didn't have a curtain? So Ritzi answers that, no, the truth is, it's B'vayis Rishnava. It was the drops of blood from the first base of Mikdash when they had the problem that held Dabashal Tzibah. Well, but Prechis, the Baviari, but as the previous Daf had said, that although there was a wall, but there was a curtain by the entryway going from the Hechel to the Kodesh HaKodesh. Now, Baritzi, Ritzi answers that actually the B'vayis Shenihava. It was in the second base of Mikdash, and that's how there was a Prechis. But Vahid Megillah, what did you do with the Gemara Megillah? That sounds like that we don't bring a problem Dabashal Tzibah. He says, no, that's Ayub by Ros Kreim Mashiach La'atzma. That's talking when the Kohen Gadol had ruled for himself. The Kaimalan that we ruled that Hayroz Kohen Mashiach La'atzmai, when the Kohen Gadol makes a ruling for himself, it's Kohayroz Bezna Tzib, it's the equivalent. That's why we're calling it Parham Dabashot Tzib. It's essentially the same halacha like when the court rules for the Tzibra. The Maisi Par, that he brings a bull, him ta, if he made a mistake, and he did like his own ruling. Now, but Davka Mashiach, Tehsev, now specifically the anointed kind of God, that's in Makoin Mashiach. But if he only has without the Shem of the Mishcha, then he's like a regular individual, Maisi Kis Vaisir, and he brings a she lamb or a she goat, a Parhelm Devashal Tzibar. Must like prove that even a regular kohen could bring it, and therefore that would not be limited to the first base of Mikdash. And so too says the Ri, it's obvious that Pai Shani Ari, says Taisus, must have been it from the second base of Mikdash. Because even by his reason, it was in the first base of Mikdash, and then Neimish al Parkoy Mashiach. Then he should have said that I saw blood from the Parkoy Mashiach. Why is he saying only from Parham Dabash al Tzibr? Because the Kohen Mashiach, but by Yeshayin Lahavi, you didn't have the anointed Kohen, which is to bring his carbon when he makes the mistake. Yeshayin Gon, the Shem of the Mishcha, because Yeshayin HaMelech, he can seal the Shem of the Mishcha, and therefore it's the Parham Dabash al Tzibur in times of the second Bais HaMikdash. Continuing next Tosef Masechta, begins the words of the Gemara, Kila Dam HaPar, V'achka Kila Dam HaSar. That you have to first finish doing the matanis of the Dam of the Bull, and then those of the Sar. Says Taisus, lo yidana ma yitzchak lasui hakra. I don't know why you need this pasuk of bechil mechaper that you have to first finish and then move on to the next one. Typically, I mean, there's some matanas dama preparation. What do you mean? It should be sufficient for the fact that in the order in the Torah, it says the gifts of the blood of the bull first, and then it says sar and b'ksiv chuk. It says chuk, which always tells us ma'akiv. So Taisus, maybe what you could say is the lochay is hakra. The reason why we needed a special pasuk was the even b'ksiv chuk. If we only had the pasuk chuk, I mean, I would have thought the same. Chuk lo yalfinan. The only thing I would know from chuk is elheicha d'shina seder shalmaisa shalom. Only if I would have changed the order of an entire order, for example, kukainim hiktim kol avaydisar the bechad makim. If I would have done all the avaydis of the higot in one place, I mean, there's many places, the kachkashim, the heichal, the mizbech, but you would have done all of them. Mikmei matanis the par before the bloods from the par. But in such a situation, but in such a situation where if I would have done only one of the matanas of Dama Basar before the seven matanas of the par, I would say it's not ma'akiv, meaning it's only one part of the matanas of the sar, which is the achas lamala. I would say it's not ma'akiv, to bring the pasuk b'chila. The Torah is telling you know you have to totally finish off the blood of the bull, totally ma'akiv kila damasar, and then finish off the blood of the sar. But the commission akas ma'akiv, it's like the pasuk repeating something twice to tell you that it is ma'akiv, and even one matana would be make it invalid.